It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9985mypigradio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And our friends are in from the Greater Texarkana Young Professionals today. Russell and Libby are with us, and they are here to talk about some of the things that have been going on with the young professionals. And we love to have you guys in because I think it's great that you guys from 20-ish on up to 40-ish, as you say, are so active and involved in the community. You know, years ago they had an organization here that was pretty much the same type thing, and they were really active, and it kind of faded away, and there was that hole that was left where nothing was happening. And you guys have stepped up, and I think it's great. So we appreciate what y'all are doing. First, though, let's talk a little bit about this golf tournament that you got coming up. First of all, you're going to try to benefit and help out. Tell you who you're going to help out.
This is our first annual benefit golf tournament, so we're not really saying one person or another. We pick a different mm-hmm. local nonprofit every quarter. Mm-hmm. So this quarter, we're benefiting Granny Sam's. But we will have two other ones this year that we'll pick out, and some of the funds for this will be used all right. for them as well.
So obviously, you're helping out organizations that are people know help out people in need.
Yes.
So I mean, it filters on down yeah. there. June 25th is going to be this golf tournament at 2:00 in the afternoon, the old shotgun start. And tell us a little bit about how somebody that wants to be in the tournament, costs, things like that.
Yeah, we're looking for teams. We're looking for sponsors. So teams are $300 a team. Mm-hmm. Which is very
that's very, very reasonable, yeah.
There's three different sponsors. We got a hole sponsor, corporate sponsor, and a title sponsor we're mm-hmm. looking for. Each one have different costs. You get memberships with each one, corporate sponsors, title sponsors. You get one and two teams, you get to set up tables, tell more about your company, the higher tiers you go.
Right.
Like I said, we're going to be out at New Haven Golf Course June 25th. We really need teams and need sponsors.
All right. And you can play as a person if you'd like.
Yes. Yeah. If you don't have a team, you just one person, we can probably have make up a team.
Yeah. You can kind of mesh them together. And you had said that you probably weren't going to play in the tournament yourself,
probably
but you're
not.
Going to
I mean,
be doing other things.
Being on the board, we'd probably be working.
Yeah, you'll be sure doing things. There's things to be done. I understand
things
that.
To be done.
And we know that Miss Libby is going to be riding around in a cart with refreshments, so she's going to have the best job on the course.
Absolutely.
Everybody's going to be looking for you. You know why I can't hear you, Libby? Because I didn't have you turned up.
Well, hello.
Let's try that again, Libby.
These people haven't been able to hear me.
I'm so sorry.
Libby, again.
Yes.
You're going to be riding around with the refreshment cart.
Right. Somebody has to do it.
Somebody's got to do it for the team.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you're going
to
be the one.
People need to stay refreshed out there. This Texas summer heat,
That's
I'm
right.
just looking out for everybody's safety.
You're the perfect person to do this.
Thank you.
Look for Libby with the refreshment cart and others. But anyway, it does sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I've played in these type things before back when I used to play. I wouldn't try it today because I'm too rusty. Because golf is a game that you need to practice. Especially if you're going to get out and.
Yes, golf.
And, but there's plenty of people around that play these things all the time. So they'll have a good time. And that cost per team is very, very good, very, very reasonable. So y'all price that well. And it's going to be at which golf course?
We're playing in New Haven.
Okay, out in the south part of town, and I've played out there a lot in the past as well, so very familiar with that.
They've done a lot of improvements out there on the course. Mm-hmm. Joey's doing a great job. They've been great working with us.
Yeah.
And, it's awesome to be able to partner with them on this.
People helping you out as you try to help out the community's helping you out too.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. People interested in being part of the Greater Texarkana Young Professionals. And like I said, there is no age exact cutoff, but you're young professionals are talking about getting out of college, 20 year olds to about 40-ish, right?
So
yeah. What would they need to do?
So the best way, the easiest way to get a hold of us is just to go on Facebook mm-hmm. and you can DM us.
That's right, direct message. Yeah.
Let you know what that is.
So I know what it
is. I'm so proud. So you can go on Facebook. Right over there, we have all of the events we've done in the past, uh-huh. and we have spotlight members and things like that. We have our event pages. Pretty much anything you can know or want to know about us, you can uh-huh. go ahead and follow us on Greater Texarkana Young Professionals.
Right.
And with our DTYP logo uh-huh. as a profile picture.
How often do y'all usually meet when you're not doing something like this?
We usually try to have a social uh-huh. once a month or once every other month.
Okay.
COVID is kind of...
Yeah, got in a way, but it's right. just
so
starting to come back.
We're working on something that's going to be really awesome uh-huh. in July.
July.
Here's yeah. your... preliminary. We're not going to spill the beans.
It's a secret, but they're working on it.
It's going to be great.
Super secret.
Okay, well, I like great stuff, and I kind of like secrets.
Yeah.
So we'll look forward to that. We're talking with Libby and also Russell from the Greater Texarkana Young Professionals, and they got that big golf tournament coming up to benefit local charities in later this month, and we'll wrap that up before they leave today. But we did want to talk a little bit, Libby.
Yeah.
You know all about these things you've been doing as far as scholarships and the like are concerned. You've been helping out some local kids.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, I don't know, you remember last time we were here? We were.
I do remember you being here.
Cool. I don't know. You don't remember my name, so I just wanted to.
I remember your name now. Okay.
So we were actually promoting dodgeball at that time.
That's right, and we didn't get to do that because of COVID.
Right, and that was our goal. Was to one of our biggest things is that we could give scholarships to teenagers here in this area, and so we weren't able to do that. But Commercial National Bank really stepped up.
Good
and
bank.
They were awesome. They were really, really awesome, and they helped us go ahead and complete that for us. So we had Miss Raven at Texas High. We gave her $250, and then Scarlett at DeKalb. We gave her $500, and then Miss Evett, actually from DeKalb as well, we got to give her $1,000.
Wow, so good for her.
So it was really awesome that we got to complete that, even though, you know, things didn't plan out the way we thought that they would.
Yeah.
But, you know, once again, the community still came together, you know what I mean? Like, they still stepped up.
There's always next year for the Dodge Brawl thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm still about it. So, like,
I was ready to get involved in that. So I can do that. That's not all you've been doing. You nurses have been so spotlighted because they've been doing such great work. But unfortunately, because of this COVID-19, anytime you go to work and you have to wonder about whether you're going to catch something you don't want to catch, that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
So these guys and ladies out there that are nurses are frontline.
Yes, they've been awesome.
And you helped them out as well during Nurses Week.
Yeah,
wasn't it Nurses Week, National Appreciation Nurses Week?
Yeah, also isn't it like Year of the Nurse, I believe, too? I mean,
is it?
Yeah, so they're awesome. They're great. We
absolutely
don't know what we would do without them, literally. And so during that week, our president, Caleb Mudford, he messaged us on our little group message or whatever, and he was like, hey, I'd really like to do something for the nurses.
Right.
And so he called out to all the other board members, and he was like, hey, let's go ahead and get some gift cards together. So we got about $500 worth of gift cards between all of us from just different local restaurants, you know, around town, and we got to give those out, and so that was really awesome.
That was very nice, and I'm sure they were very appreciative to get those.
Yeah,
yes,
as well.
And then as supporting right back, you know, into the community and the local restaurants.
Sure.
And so,
it's like I said earlier, it's neat that you guys are active, but you're getting help from the community that they want to be active too.
Yeah.
Yes.
The businesses, the banks, they want to get involved too, because they know that you guys and the ones coming behind you, even younger, are the future of the Texarkana area.
Yes.
And if y'all are involved, that means it's going to go good.
Yes.
And if you're involved, you may bring somebody along behind you that goes, hey, I want to be involved in that too. So, you know, you got to start young. I mean, we love our old people. We love our old people. But, you know, they've done their thing mainly, if we're talking about, you know, older people. It's the young people that are coming up. It's the future of Texarkana and the country. And you've got to do things like what you guys are doing that makes it a better place. We certainly appreciate what you're doing. We have to play a game before you go.
All right.
Because we have to play a game because we just have to do it. And then we'll go over once again the golf tournament that is coming up later this month, so stay with us. We're going to have fun with the game right here on The Pig. 1039-985-MyPigRadio.com. Let's play a game. How about that? And it's called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? These things they teach the fifth graders these days are more advanced than what it was when even y'all were fifth graders. So there you go.
Do you want me to tell you a secret about fifth grade?
Please do.
So I was homeschooled on and off, and I was homeschooled during my fifth and sixth grade year, and I didn't do any of my schoolwork those years.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't. I didn't.
So you kind of just didn't do that?
I just kind of. And then, like, at the end, my parents were like, okay, let's get all your stuff to grade together. And I was like, so about that. And they made me do my math. And then in seventh grade, they were like, all right, go to school. Go be with other people. Like, and they make sure.
Probably
you
a good choice,
work.
Yeah. But so, I think what she's trying to tell us is she didn't really pay attention and didn't do the work. So this fifth grade thing may get her. Okay. Now, sometimes these things are pretty easy and sometimes they're not. So it's just, we'll see. And if you get 4 out of 5, they say you're smarter than a fifth grader and you can move on to sixth grade. If you don't get 4 out of 5, then you may have to go to summer school or go back to the fourth grade or something. I don't know. Which of the following, these are multiple choice, which of the following grows faster on you? Is it A, your hair, B, your toenails, or C, your skin? What grows faster?
Oh,
we got this.
Talking to the mic.
I'm going to say skin.
Okay, he says skin. Libby, what do you say, though?
I want to say something different from him, so say? I'm going to go with the toenails.
Well, doggone it. I was hoping you were going to say hair because it's hair.
Oh, wow.
So your hair grows faster than either your skin or your toenails.
That's
okay.
Good for my lady that cuts my hair.
That's why you have to go back so often. Okay. All right, let's try another one. What is the name of the sequel to Alice's Adventure in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll? Is it A, Alice in the Rabbit Hole, B, Through the Looking Glass, or C, Alice's Adventures Underground? It's a sequel to the...
Right. Yeah. Through the Looking Glass.
Through the Looking Glass, she says.
Yeah.
You say?
I'm going to say A, the rabbit hole.
Well, Libby is correct.
Bada bing, bada boom.
So she takes the lead.
She
takes the lead.
I watched it. It was on Disney Plus.
Well, you're off to a rousing start there. So you're ahead. In what ocean did the Titanic sink? Was that A, Pacific, B, Mediterranean, or C, North Atlantic?
North Atlantic.
That one was pretty easy, yeah. It would be icy in the North Atlantic, wouldn't it? Yeah. How many consonants, oh boy, are there in the English language? Is that A, 19, B, 21, or C, 22? Consonants. 19, 21, 22.
I'm going to say 21. English was.
You say 21, and Libby say?
19.
Libby, you should have went with him. 21 is the correct answer, so y'all are tied.
Okay, all right.
And you're tied going into the last one, okay? What branch of our government consists of the Senate and the House of Representatives? This ought to be fairly easy. A, legislative, B, judicial, or C, executive?
A.
You say legislative.
Yes.
You say?
Legislative.
You tied! And you move on to the fifth grade because y'all did well.
Thank you. I'm so glad.
At least
one time around, right? Yeah.
Look, you could say you finally did the fifth grade.
I finally did it.
Right here on the pig. Very good. Well, guys, thanks for coming in. Once again, June 25th, tee time, 2 o'clock for the benefit golf tournament that the Greater Texas Center Young Professionals are putting on, the first annual benefit tournament. And it's $75 a person, $300 per team, which is very, very reasonable. And they have sponsorships available for businesses or whoever out there, whole sponsors, corporate sponsor, title sponsor. Going to be a lot of fun. Libby's going to be driving the refreshment cart around, and he's just going to be working and not playing golf. But once again, what do they need to do if either they want to be in the tournament or they want to be a sponsor?
They can reach out to myself at Russell Sparks at High Tech Signs. Mm-hmm. They can reach out to Jason Ross at State Bank of DeKalb. Mm-hmm. Or they can look us up on Facebook at Greater Texas County Young Professionals.
And Libby, you can't tell the secret, but you got a big thing coming up that you're going to probably figure out in July, right?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's pretty much figured out.
Okay. So but you're probably going to announce it in July, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll come back.
That's what that means.
Please be back, and I will remember.
As long as you
Libby,
remember,
I will remember Libby's name. It's branded in my brain now, so I can't forget. Anyway, thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on the Pig.